For years and years and years, the dog has been man's best friend, but now chickens are edging their way into that spot because chickens are pretty awesome.
So awesome, in fact, that they have their own Chicken of the Month Club, and let's see if dogs can do that. This is where you can give 2 chickens to a family in need by only giving $28 a month.
If somebody were to give me 2 chickens and go, here you go, here are 2 chickens, do something with them, I would have no idea. I would probably name them. I would dress them up in sweaters.
None of that.
Yeah, but none of that does any good, but... In developing countries, people know what to do with chickens. Chickens provide a ton of eggs, which can provide income for a family that is struggling to break the cycle of poverty. They also provide nutrition for families. Don't tell the chickens that part. But they also can sell the chicks in the marketplace. It's a great source of income. We all talk about side hustles. This is a way you can invest in a family to help them break the cycle of poverty for just $28 a month.
And it's by giving a chicken. So text the word chicken to 91979. That's chicken to 91979.
And all of this is made possible through our friends at Food for the Hungry. They do so much great work for the underserved and underprivileged, and you can be a part of that today. We'd love to have you get involved. Again, text chicken to 91979. Welcome to the Aftercast. All the stuff we did not get to during the course of the show today. It was a busy day because we did our Super Bowl challenge early in the show. So if you've listened to the podcast already or you saw the Facebook Live, which is still at wayfm.com/well, no, it's on our Facebook. We haven't posted it there yet. So it's on our Facebook. But you can check that out still. So I don't want to give away what everybody got, but there was some money won. And so that's a good thing. So
yeah, there was.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, they won my money.
Yep.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Thank you for sacrificing your cash for
Thanks for
the
buying
radio.
Me lunch later.
Yeah, but I got to bring some home, which was good because not all the envelopes were used. So I feel pretty good about that. I feel like I won too. And I stole Betty Rock's money too. So I won doubly.
What? There you it is. Did.
I did.
Give it back.
It took so
See,
long.
See, the thing is I trusted you. And
I know.
And then you
I broke
burned
your trust.
The bridge.
I broke
and
your
then
trust.
You're like, why don't you trust me? Why don't you?
You know what? I did. I burned the trust. So I'm just going to give it back to you, not make you hunt for it like back in the day.
Count it real quick,
See?
Betty.
That's Gavin.
Good
no,
idea.
No. I was looking out for Betty.
Thank you, Gavin.
Yeah, you're good. All right, so that was a lot of fun. Again, if you want to check it out, that was awesome. So here's some of the stuff we didn't get to because the show was kind of jammed-packed today. So what do you got, Rock?
All right, so Tinder, the dating apps. It's about Tinder. So dating apps have made it easy to reject someone, not on their personality, but solely on how cute they are in their profile
swipe
pictures.
Swipe left, swipe right.
And for some reason, I don't know what it is, but guys are really bad about making their profile pictures just them and a fish that they're holding. That's it.
We're trying to
and
show you. We're hunter-gatherers.
But then you can't see their face, can't see anything. It just doesn't make sense.
Can I ask you some questions before we go into the actual story about online dating?
Sure.
Because you've been down that road before, and you've like sworn off of it.
It's
You're
terrible.
Like, I'm done with it. And I,
For
you know
me.
What? Yeah, no, I understand that actually, because I think in that world. It's a numbers game where you've probably got to go on 25 dates to find one or two that are worth it.
Yes.
And you don't want to go through the 25. Like, I get that.
No, because I mean, the thing is it gets your hopes up and then they come crashing down also because there is nothing that is keeping that person tied to you. And that sounds odd when I say it out loud. But what I mean is that they can easily just ghost you because
right.
there is no relationship there.
Right.
They don't. So, anyway, yes.
Well, inside of that, though, I'm curious, like when you were on a dating app, okay, mm-hmm. back in the day, and so you were looking through photos of guys, what is it that would... you would stop on. So you say, okay, I don't want a guy holding a fish. Although you would think for you, fish would be a good thing. You like
it's
catfish
fine if
camp.
It's a catfish. It's fine if it's in there. It just needs to be in there with other pictures where I can actually see your face.
Okay, yeah.
Just if they're cute.
Yeah, okay. Like, but did they need to be doing something? And I would assume
no,
for you,
because
shirt
I feel like
on
everything,
is a must.
Everything is a lie.
Yeah.
Is what I feel like.
Okay.
Like it's kind of like social media. Everything is a lie. It's not really their true self. So if they're posing with a kid they're saying, this is my niece or nephew, I'm like, is it really?
Yeah.
Or, oh, you don't really see them all that often and you're just jumping at the gun to, or it's them with the dog. It's probably not their dog, or that dog is nasty and they never bathe it and it stinks up their house. Let's move
okay,
on.
Okay, I see it.
The popular dating app Tinder is trying to change that by launching a new feature. It's called Blind Date. So what it means is this feature forces you to chat with a match before you see any of their photos. And you're thinking, well, when am I going to see them?
Right. Right.
Well, all you're given is their name and their age at first, but the more you chat with them, okay, the more access you gain in seeing their profile pictures.
Now, okay, now I think this is a good idea, in essence, and on a surface level, I think this is a good idea because you get to know that person, but then I've also watched Catfish before on MTV. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness gracious.
And it's not just that. If you watch anything on the ID channel or you watch 2020 or Dateline, I mean, they do specials about online dating where it is crazy.
But here is the thing, and I know this is going to make people sound shallow, or maybe even me or whatever, but okay, so you say you go through this process and you're like, man, I really like this person. Like they have all these characteristics that I like. They make me laugh. And then you get to the photo stage and they're just not somebody that you are attracted to physically. Mm-hmm. Like, and I don't think it's wrong to admit that that's a big part of relationships. Like that's usually the first thing if you're not online, or even if you're online looking at pictures, the first thing is, am I attracted to the way this person looks? Mm-hmm. And people can argue all the time, well, you're just shallow. I don't think so.
Well, here's the thing too. I realized when I was on there, I just felt icky because I was judging people based solely on how they look, and I didn't like that. And I also thought back in the day, you know, there were guys I had crushes on, and I thought, man, if I saw their profile picture, I probably would have swiped, you know?
Yeah.
So I just don't feel like it's a good indicator. It's just hard. And I feel like so many people lie. I just
think it would be hard if you really did find someone that you connected with and then you get the picture dropped on you and you're like, whoa. Like, because I could see that being people's response to me. Like, say I'm online with someone, I have this really great thing, and then they get my picture and they're like, oh, that is a letdown. You know? Like, so, I mean, like, I could see that happening, you know? And so I'm on the fence on whether this is a great idea or not. I think it's a good idea for actually forming a relationship that's beyond physical.
I think it's a great idea for those who just never come across anyone. Maybe they are very introverted or they get social anxiety. I think this opens up new options.
Yeah.
But it has to be for you.
When my daughter was living at home, I had seen like half of an episode of Catfish back in the day, and my daughter was living at home and she really got into it. And so we would sit there, like we'd have lunch together and watch Catfish. Oh, for the love. The people that get so drawn in to these, and 90 Day Fiancé is like that.
Williams.
The Williams. That was about, dude, there is one in this series now, in this section now. The guy is like, the girl's name is Mahogany, which is so great. She lives in like Peru or something. Uh-huh. And he is flying to go see her. He's seen pictures of her. They've never really, I don't think, video chatted or anything. As he's at the airport, she says, I don't think you should come. It was the second time this has happened, and he still goes this time. And she's supposed to meet him at the airport, does not show up at the airport. Oh. And this whole time, though, he's like, you know, she probably, he's making excuses. And you're
she's
like,
she's nervous. She's scared.
And you've only talked to her online for like 4 months, and he's like, I've got such a deep spiritual connection with her. I'm like, dude, how do you not see this?
Well, like that one guy, I don't even remember his name, but he wore the trench coat all the time, and he paid I don't know how much money to just chat with her.
Yes.
Because she was through a chatting service.
And David, I think it was.
Yeah, and he would pay money, and then he had gone over to Germany maybe 4 times.
Yeah.
Wasn't it his 4th or 5th time where she finally met him?
It was Lana, because he's like, I'm in Lana land now.
Wow, you cannot recall anyone's names, but you can recall the guys on 90 Day Fiancé.
Because that was so shocking, because they follow him over there, and we're all watching this going.
And we think it's not going
to
happen.
He goes to an apartment where she's supposed to live, and the guy's like,
and a guy opens the door.
No one here lives this way. Yeah. So you go, she is not real.
She's not real.
So then when he finally, and he's at this one place, she's an hour late, and then when and she does show up, we're like, what?
Yeah, because then they like go, of course, to commercial break, and you're like, oh my gosh!
Because you remember, we were all like, wait a minute.
Yeah, I remember when he showed up.
And she was good looking.
Yeah, and remember when she showed up at that, he showed up at that restaurant with flowers.
Yes,
all by himself, and like the waitress ended up taking the flowers because she didn't show up. But yeah, like that's what you're dealing with on social media. It's just a stink shoot.
Yeah, you have to like have a sense of humor about it, or else you'll go nuts.
You'll
and you
go
have
crazy,
to have
though.
Like low expectations a little bit. Mm-hmm. I liked when we were talking to Annie F. Downs when she was talking, because she's single as well, and I really liked what she had to say. She's like, "I'll say yes to a lot of like first dates, just to see." And she's like, halfway through it, I'll realize, "Oh, this isn't for me." But I'm wondering if this is a good thing for my friend, you know, mm-hmm. that's single as well. And so I thought that that was a good, open-minded, all right, see where it goes thing. But then you've got to be that person, you've also got to be able to shut something down without it destroying you.
Yeah.
And I think that's really hard. Like, even in all my relationships when I was younger, mm-hmm. like, I didn't want to hurt anybody. And so I was, like, I didn't want to be the one breaking up with people. So I would do things to get them to break up with me.
Wow, that's healthy.
I know, right? Thank you. Thank you for seeing that. What else you got, Rock?
So, co-founder of MoviePass. I know you're a big fan, Wally.
Boy.
It's a service allowing subscribers a discount on theater tickets. They announced the company is being relaunched this summer. And due to the pandemic, of course, you know, they were seeing not that many sales. Like,
well,
nobody
got,
was going.
They got crushed even before the pandemic.
Oh, yeah.
They were a thing where you could, like, AMC Plus, where you pay $20 to $25 a month to see three movies a week. MoviePass on the surface was great. You paid $6 a month, and you could see unlimited movies. Now, you could not, like, reserve your tickets till you were in the theater parking lot, and then you had to do it through the app. The app would hang up sometimes. You almost had to go and go, I'm okay with not going to the movies today, you know, because it was
wow.
so hit or miss,
yeah.
you know, and it was so badly done. And then obviously they couldn't deliver on the subscriptions, and so they went under. They might have even been publicly held company, and so they went under. And so now they're bringing it back.
Yeah, they're relaunching it, but the announcement was very vague.
Yeah,
with no mention of if any theater chains had partnered with them or what the price point would be. The only thing we do know is there will be tiered plans.
Sure.
They'll now be available with varying prices. Virtual credit will make it possible for rollovers to happen each month. And subscribers can earn free credits by watching advertisements ahead of the movie.
For like maybe popcorn or something. That's
yeah.
not bad. So now they've got an advertiser-based model too, subscription and ad. And so mm-hmm. maybe that's where they're going to help offset it. But if I'm AMC, why do I take your... And AMC, I think it's the largest theater chain.
I think it is.
If I'm AMC, why do I take MoviePass? Yeah, maybe I get more people in to buy my popcorn, so maybe there's a thing like that. But I'd rather them use my AMC pass, you know?
Is that a thing?
Yeah, I have AMC A+.
Me too, yeah.
What's it called?
A-List.
A-List, yeah.
I guess the only thing would be if this other thing, MoviePass, is cheaper than the AMC.
It will be, but then why would you want to take it if you're AMC? Unless, again, they don't make their money on the tickets as much. They make their money on the concessions.
Yeah.
So if you're AMC, the only upside would be either A, I get a kickback from MoviePass per person,
mm-hmm.
so I get a couple bucks out of it, and B, it just puts more fannies in my seats eating my popcorn.
And getting people out again.
Yeah.
Going to the theater.
Yeah.
I don't know. But if they keep putting things on streaming services like they're doing,
yeah, that's,
then
that's
why
getting...
would I ever want to go somewhere where the line mm-hmm. to the bathroom is backed
yeah.
up, the popcorn is
yeah.
ridiculously overpriced?
I'm curious because I haven't, you know, been in a place where I had a little kid for a while, but like when we were younger, it was always fun to, you know, you go to the movies and it's exciting and your kid has a good time.
Mm-hmm.
But I had one. You know, like, so if you had five and you're going to the movies, it's a grip load of money.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, you know, you can stream it at home, pop popcorn, make a movie night out of
mm-hmm.
it. And yeah, it costs you $20 or $30 for first run stuff sometimes, or you've got to have a subscription service. But it's like, I'm curious if that's better, you know?
Yeah.
Well, and also they've really updated the equipment that you can get for a home theater.
Yeah.
You can get really good projectors these days.
Mm-hmm.
You can get like
surround
cool
sound.
Popcorn makers and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, this would be an excuse for dad. You're like, you know what? I'm going to spend more time with the kids. Let's get a 75-inch TV. You know, that's what I think we need.
We're going to need
win-win.
An add-on. We're going to put some Big seats in the garage.
Yeah, I shot myself in the foot because I wanted a 70, and I shot myself in the foot because I built a fireplace extension, and you can't have the TV go wider than the fireplace extension. I did the shiplap, and so I built it in proportion with the fireplace so it looks good, but the biggest TV I could put in there was a 58-inch TV.
Aww,
I found one, but it was, I was seriously bummed because my wife was fighting me the whole time. My wife was like, I do not want a giant TV. Fight me the whole time. And so I'm like, you know what? This is my world. This is part I can control. I'm getting it. And then she's like, okay, well, the only thing is it has to fit inside of the thing you built. And I'm like, fine. And I'm just looking at it. I'm like, 70 will fit in that. And then when I measured it, I'm like, no.
Oh, jeez.
Poor
she
guy.
She wins again.
One of your biggest life regrets.
Oh, for sure.
Also, slang terms.
Oh.
Slang.
Yes.
Slang terms are a common use for many of us, but if you've never made it out of your home country, you may never know what terms are odd for others. A list was put together of common UK terms used by locals that we as Americans would have no idea if used what they were talking about.
I'd love to hear this because I love the UK. I love Europe.
Me too.
I would love to live over there. I love the accent. I love the culture, the history. So what do you got?
Okay, so I'm gonna give you a word and you're going to tell me what you think it means. Naff. N-A-F-F.
Naff.
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 Like I've had a naff.
That's what I was thinking.
This.
Like it's,
like,
that's naff.
Yeah, stop. Just, that's enough. You know, I don't know.
It means cheap, tacky, or uncool.
Oh, that's naff.
Oh, that's naff.
That's so naff.
Yeah, your outfit is so naff.
Oh, I kind of like that.
Mm-hmm. Tipex. T-I-P-P-E-X. Tipex.
Tipex of the morning to you. like
you're thinking
top of the morning to you, but they've made it different. Tipex.
It almost sounds like it's topics, but why would you extend a word and call
Let
it
me
slang?
Give you a clue. Okay. It has to do with something that you use in the office.
Tipex.
Tipex.
Is it a stapler?
Hey, can you grab the Tipex for me? I need to correlate some reports. You said stapler. Copy machine.
Printer.
Good guess. It's actually another name for liquid paper. It's a whiteout.
No one uses that anymore. How far back are you, Europe?
Whiteout is liquid paper?
Yeah, that's what they call it.
I've never heard that before.
Oh, for the love. Really?
Yeah, I haven't used
it. What have you heard of? Whiteout?
Yeah.
Okay,
used whiteout.
When it was first started, it was called liquid paper.
Really?
Yeah. And then I think it was kind of like copy machines used to be called Xerox machines because that was the brand.
Heard that.
And liquid paper was like the brand. But then I think other people got into it.
Liquid paper back in my day.
I'm gonna get into like some real old school stuff. And then then they made it whiteout, I think, because liquid paper was becoming synonymous. But then the other people that wanted to sell whiteout and weren't liquid paper.
Wow. I feel like I'm sitting with Grandpa.
Yeah, I know.
And then the last one, Bolshy. B-O-L-S-H-Y.
I'm going to say it's a lie.
I will say it's something that could define you, Wally, at times.
Oh, bullish? Is it going to be?
Oh, I was thinking
bolshy.
Hot.
Prideful.
Good looking.
Stubborn.
Smart.
Y'all are taking steps in opposite directions. It means obnoxious and aggressive.
Oh, yeah. Really? Yeah.
You're being so bullshy right now.
I'll take that. Take that all day long.
Now, a couple of terms that we as Americans use that the English would be lost on if we use them in front of them. Conniption. They've never heard of conniption.
Really? Oh, you're going to have a full-on conniption. I love that.
Like a hissy fit.
Yeah.
Or like a
meltdown.
Tantrum.
I always love the phrase from Friends. You're going to find yourself on the business end of a hissy fit from Chandler Bing. And I'm like, I just love that.
Kebab.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I guess they never have kebabs. They don't eat kebabs.
That's weird.
Tilapia.
Tilapia. That's a fish.
Yeah. But they never heard of it. Sandlot.
Baseball field?
Yeah.
Do they have baseball over there?
Not
they
really.
Have cricket.
Oh, yes. Which is not on a sandy field.
No,
it's like
grass.
Full grass.
Cricket's a weird sport.
Oh, I don't get it.
I tried watching it once. Like ESPN was carrying it. I'm like, you know what? I need to learn about cricket. And let me see. And they have these weird scores, and you're trying to knock down these things, and they run back and forth.
You have to throw the ball, hit the ground, and then you can hit it.
And you're trying to protect it from hitting the wickets. I don't even know. It's bizarre.
Yeah.
I'd like to try it and play it and see if it's fun, but it doesn't seem that great.
Yeah, it looks like
a combination.
It
seems very naff to me.
It does seem very naff.
Well done.
And also luau. They don't know what luau is.
Yeah.
They just never get out.
That's fair, because that's even Hawaiian, so that's one level
further
away.
Yeah, but we know it.
Well, but because we own Hawaii, they work for us.
Oh.
They're okay. They're estate.
I don't know how accurate that is.
They're estate-ish.
All right.
My wife started looking at trips to go to Hawaii for our 30th anniversary.
Oh, wow. And, congrats.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, we can do that. And staying like at Disney's Alani. And because she gets like travel agent rate. And so it's like, oh, okay. Well, that's a good price for that. Okay, let's do that. But then I'm so concerned about the restrictions from COVID, because you hear things like, oh, it's really restrictive in Hawaii, but then you just never know. Like when I was in LA, I'd heard how horrible LA is, but I really didn't feel it outside of wearing a mask. At the time when I was there, I didn't have to show my card to get anywhere.
That's great.
And so maybe it's chilling out now as we're... The other day, I even flippantly and inadvertently said, you know, back in the day when COVID was a thing, and I'm like, oh, wait, it's still a thing.
Still
but
is.
It's just, if not for us.
It's not in the same way that it was.
Yeah, not in Tennessee, man. It's crazy. I love living here. All right. Well, I think we got some birthdays to do.
That's right. We do. We have three of them.
Let's knock them out.
Rebecca, she, I guess, is celebrating her birthday.
Oh,
wait,
yeah.
No. Rebecca is the person that's having a birthday. It's from someone. I'm not sure. They didn't give their name, but they said she is an amazing person, biggest heart, and wants to serve the Lord as much as she can. So happy birthday, Rebecca. We've got Kim, who wants to wish Jennifer a happy birthday tomorrow. Said happy birthday from all your coworkers at Thomas County Schools.
Nice.
Question. This is just one. Why doesn't Wally stop wearing pencil leg pants and then he doesn't have to work out getting dressed?
No, because funny you mentioned this. I was literally walking to my office yesterday and I looked down at my jeans and
you couldn't see them?
No, I could see my feet. And so I looked down and I was like, man, I really like the way that small jeans go to your ankle. Like, I like the aesthetic of it so much better than the big wide leg jeans. And I stopped and I was thankful for a minute for my skinny jeans. I'm like, Lord, thank you.
The little things.
Thank you for these.
Hey-o.
Yeah.
Interesting. Brianna wants to wish Melissa a happy birthday. She'll be celebrating tomorrow. She said Melissa is an incredibly loyal friend.
Thanks.
So happy birthday to her. Question. What was one of your favorite parts of your childhood?
Oh, one of my favorite parts.
Of your childhood. Oh, wow. I think going to work with my dad was always fun. When I was younger, he used to take us to the job site. He had a construction company. And so as a kid, I got to play on heavy equipment and I got to like sit in his lap and run bulldozers and drag lines. And then I grew up thinking that was what I was going to do for a living. And so I ran heavy equipment and stuff and I loved it. And it's funny because I think maybe that's why this memory came up is yesterday. I was at my buddy Greg's and he's working on a mountain bike trail and he borrowed his dad's tractor. And I'd never run a tractor with a box bite. So I sat there for two and a half hours yesterday till dark running a tractor and I loved it. I just, I was like, oh my gosh, this is so great. But then when I got in my truck, I smelled like dirt. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm back as a kid with my dad, because that's how you came home smelling was dirt every day. It has a distinct smell to it because we did land work and I loved it. I was like, it was just a cool moment to go back and remember him and remember something that I genuinely love that I don't do anymore.
Now when you leave this job, what do you smell like?
I smell like Gavin.
What?
He's pervasive.
Good.
Yeah. No.
Good.
I think
it smelled like failure.
Oh.
It's not what you say every day.
I think one of my favorite memories of my childhood was, well,
headbutting a goat. And winning.
Vice versa.
Just let me finish the story.
I always finish Betty Rock sentences. Go ahead.
I lived out in the boonies. I know that's hard to believe. But the house I grew up in, it had a lot of woods in the back. And so my dad had a four-wheeler that he would take up there, and he built his own cabin.
To get away from you?
Maybe.
Oh.
But he built it. And the thing is This is a man that couldn't pass the third grade. Like, he had to do it twice because he just can't get it. And he still can't do math. But for some reason, when it comes to building something, he can do it then. But he built this whole cabin by himself.
That's cool.
And I would go up there and help him with little odds and ends. But my cat Princess would always walk up the hill to us. And I just had a good time because my dad would always play good music that I still listen to, like Gordon Lightfoot and Creedence and Willie Nelson, Merle Haggard, all that stuff. And I just have memories of us riding the four-wheeler up there and doing all that. And then because we had all those woods around Christmas time, my parents would always, we would go out and chop down a Christmas tree of going and getting one. And so I miss that.
I built a house with my dad too. I think I was 13 at the time.
Is it still standing?
Yeah. Oh yeah. And he sold it like years later and made a lot of money on it. But like he built it and that was our main house that we lived in. And every day after school and every weekend, we were at the house building this house together. And it was super cool. Mm-hmm. I learned a lot too. Mm-hmm. Gavin.
I think it's probably like the simple Friday night pizzas with the whole family because, you know, when the weekends hit, I had soccer. So a lot of times the weekends were a little bit disjointed and not a lot of time that was just the family doing something that everybody wanted to do. Like, I had to drag both of my siblings on these like 2 to 3 hour trips to watch me play soccer, which I know that they never loved doing. I know they supported it, but didn't love it. But pizzas on Fridays were something where it's just, like, really good time with all five of us, and everybody wanted to be there. Because I think you can picture certain meals and certain times as, like, a teenager where you do want to go be with your friends more than you want to be with your family. It's just sort of that time of life. But I remember each Friday night being special in that way.
That's cool.
Did y'all, how did y'all decide on what movie you were going to watch?
I don't remember. I think we loved, early days, it was Blockbuster and Hollywood, going to those stores and everybody just looking around and picking one out. Mm. And then it was just going to Redbox when that came out. We never got streaming services until I got out to college. So it was always going to the DVD place.
Oh, yeah. I loved going to Blockbuster.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't go to a name brand place. We went place that my
Family Video.
Yeah.
We went to this place that was like up in Jolton, Tennessee.
Yeah.
I never knew the real name of it. I just know that my dad called it Big Boys. And that's what we were like, let's go to Big Boys.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what's sketchy about it is the guy ran a tanning booth in the back.
Oh.
And this isn't a nice place.
No. A tanning booth and video store?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Terrible.
Yes. And I would always rent the same movies. I would either get Monkey Trouble.
Yeah.
Or
Toaster.
I love Brave Little Toaster. Mm. Yes. And then there was Tiny Toon Adventures, How I Spent My Summer Vacation. And I loved all of those.
Watching videos back in the day, going to Blockbuster was the greatest. Like, you'd be like looking through the aisles and what are we going to get? And then you go to it and then it's not there. You're like, no.
Yeah, you had to get there early for the new releases.
Yeah.
You'd beg your parents for candy at the front.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The thing is, like, then you had loss that you had to learn to deal with. It teaches you a lot of life lessons. You have to deal with expectations, not instant gratification. You know, now it's like, oh, you want to watch that? Oh, let's just rent it on, stream it. You know,
yeah,
no big deal.
It's so immediate.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't have those moments like you used to.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do a little weekend plans. Weekend plans. Everyone's got them. Weekend plans. All right.
Yes.
I am leaving here as soon as I can get out today. I've got work to do this weekend, what I'll get to later, but I'm going to go do more tractoring.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm really
helping your buddy.
Love that. I told him, I'm like, dude, the box blade isn't really the right tool for this. You should rent a dozer, and I'm hoping he will, because
you don't want to work with the other thing for more hours
it's
today?
It's too hard. It's not the tool for the job.
It's not the tool for the job, Gavin.
The dozer, I could build the track in half a day with the dozer easy. And it would be fun.
Yeah, totes.
But it's probably like a grand to rent. But he's done it before. It's like, come on, Greg.
What is he building?
A mountain bike run on his property.
Oh, okay.
He has his own extra acre where he has a small mountain bike thing that he's built. And so we've done some work on that. So,
what's your prediction on if you were to go around the track once, how long would it take?
Oh, like, just is it 2 minutes maybe.
Okay, so,
it's real small.
But you keep going around.
But up and down. And he has three different, they call them lines. Like you have different areas you can go. So he's got different lines. One of them goes down this rock thing over the, there's a creek behind his house. And we built a bridge basically over the creek to a tree that you ride over this tree and back up. So we got to finish that. But it looks like something you'd see in a mountain bike park. It's great.
What does he do when you're driving the tractor?
He is chainsawing stumps and stuff out of the way, and I'm trying to rip them up.
Manly men.
Yeah.
Bonding.
Men stuff.
Seriously.
Men stuff. So I really want to get out of here today. So what do you got, Rock?
Let me think.
No!
I need to think about it. What am I doing? I know this sounds crazy, but I have so many books I want to really get into. Ooh. And invest in.
Yeah. Scholarly.
Yes. But I say all that, and then I'm going to follow it.
I'm going to watch cartoons.
I'm going to follow it with this. Yeah.
Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
I really want to watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Yeah. The thing is I got sick not that long ago, had a little sniffle. I think I'd posted about it, had a head cold, and I stayed home that weekend, and I was bored. I just didn't know what to watch, and I saw this thing about Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and I was like, sure. And then I got hooked. Now I got to know what's happening in their lives. And I know it's pointless. I know it's meaningless. Yeah. But here I am.
Yeah.
So anyways, now I'm invested. So I may watch some more of that. I'm going to get me some good food. I may hang out with some friends since it's like Valentine's.
Are you going to a Super Bowl party? Do you have one?
Oh, yeah. The Super Bowl is happening too. I don't know of one. So maybe I'm not invited.
Because I was going to Nicole's.
Shut up. If she's having one, then I'm going to be there. Yeah. She won't be having one because she doesn't get back until that very day.
I know. We're going to a late one.
You're so full of it. No, you're not.
I'm bringing wings. What did she ask you to bring?
And then I think that's all I'm doing.
Nice.
Cuddling with my kitty.
Nice. Gavin?
We're going to go either bowling or grilling at our house tonight with our small group. There's a poll in the group me, and I haven't seen what people have voted for yet. I'd rather go bowling, to be honest.
Okay.
Because I just don't feel like hosting. Because we're hosting a Super Bowl party on Sunday.
Back to back.
I'd rather. That's
for the same people?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You should definitely go bowling. Yeah.
I think bowling. It's just like some aren't going to come to the Super Bowl party, I know for sure. Oh. So it's almost like two different people. And we haven't had a ton of people over to our house before. We've had like our best friends for Thanksgiving and some friends from out of town, but we're trying to be more invested in building community at the church and with these people that we don't know so well.
I'm trying to minimize community.
He's trying to do the opposite.
I really am. I cannot get out of my small group.
Well,
because my wife really likes it. And again, these are really nice people. There's nothing wrong with them.
Totally get it though.
But I know I'm a horrible Christian, but I just don't like sitting there and talking about like faith stuff. And not that I don't want to talk about faith stuff, but like awkwardly so.
You talk about faith stuff as a living.
Yeah, and then people just kind of winging it with things. I don't know.
You excel more in an organic, it just comes up, pops up situation more so than I think a guided questionnaire.
We have to sit down and we got to go through this video.
Everyone
then we have
needs
to discuss
to give
it.
Their opinion on something. It does get more tiring, and that's something that like as we lead one this year, I am trying to find out ways like doing this, like hosting people over and doing stuff where it's like, hey, this is more than just sit and answer biblical questions for 30 or an hour.
Zach,
a week.
Who you replaced, I think had it right. They did meal group, and so every Monday they would have dinner with people. And I mean, like that's where you learn about their lives and stuff like that. See, that's the thing. To me, like small group is supposed to be something like these are people that you go to, in your life when things come undone. And like I don't really need that. I have those people in my life already, you know. And so I'm not auditioning. But like I can't tell you any of these people's kids' names, you know, because I probably check out during prayer requests. But Marty can. Marty's more invested than I am, you know. And so the thing about it is, like, I would much rather sit across from somebody, eat dinner, hear about their life and what's going on, not in a prayer request form, and talk and converse and get to know them personally. And then faith stuff comes up at that. If you're a bunch of believers, your life is going to have the faith part of that come out, and you'll have conversations and honest discussions versus checking off questions, you know?
I think the issue is that you have a job that takes you outside of the home, and so you're around people like that all the time, whereas your wife, Marty, she stays at home, and she doesn't have that interaction.
And she likes it, and when we get to prayer requests, I just, again, it's not that I, again, like,
Ew.
You just list a bunch of things that you know people aren't going to pray for, you know? Some people might pray for part of it and you forget half of them, you know? And like, it just, and my sister's cousin's aunt's brother's uncle is having toe surgery. Like, come on, man. Like, I don't know. Because I don't know that. And maybe prayer is about my relationship with God and not other things, but I just don't think that all of a sudden, you know, I don't think I'm going to alter any. I'm not going to alter the course of anything by quickly laundry listing a list of prayer requests that God already knows.
I think what you're trying to say is you're all about building community. It's just you like to do it differently.
I'm half about building community. I'm not all about it.
Okay, got
half
it.
I would definitely say he's not all about it.
I'd like to build it in this other way.
He's got his circle, and I think that circle is obviously incredibly important to you, and you will pour everything you are into that circle.
You just don't
want
to add to it.
I don't need to. I don't feel the need to.
It can be exhausting. I 100% agree. I think that there are, in a church, you do have like really important people, not to say that you're not important in the church, but you do have people who are like very invested in building opportunities for numerous other people to be in a position that they feel incredibly comfortable in. And for some people, they feel very comfortable when you listen to their simple requests for travel and stuff like that.
Right. And to me, I look at it theologically and I go, I think this is a waste. You know, like, oh Lord, please.
You're either going to die or you're not. Here
please,
we go.
Yeah, literally, like, do you honestly think that sitting there in a small group and me going, and Lord, please just bless Bertha's travel this weekend.
Well, but you're
keep
not,
her safe. Like, I'm not altering anything. Like,
it's
God's
not about altering. No, it's about building communication.
But you're also not going to throw that prayer up passionately, I think.
No.
If you're having a conversation with God, that is something that you're not going to care enough about to talk about with him.
If you thought Haley could possibly be in trouble and you asked people for prayer.
I don't, though. That's the thing.
So you just don't pray for your daughter?
No, I do, but I don't ask other people to. Because again, like they don't have the relationship. They don't know the ins and outs of it. So they're gonna check it off a list. Lord, please be with Wally and Haley and their situation.
So like, you think prayer doesn't matter unless you truly, truly care?
I think that if I'm praying for somebody, like, because I always say this, like, I'm not gonna tell you I'm praying for you if I don't mean it.
Mm.
And so when I'm praying for somebody, I don't pray for outcomes, you know, a lot of times because I don't think that I'm going to alter the outcome because I've decided to pray for this. So my prayer for people typically is, God, give them peace, give them understanding where they might not know what your plan is or how it's going to go. You know, help me to be a blessing to them in this time. That's how I pray for things. Yeah. I don't pray for, Lord, don't let their plane crash. Because I don't think it's going to happen. Like, I don't think it's going to make a difference.
But I also think that when it comes to that, I think prayer, when it comes to the heart, is more important because I personally think, I think God knows the specifics. God doesn't need you to repeat specifics to him. But I do think that's a good call when you're talking about somebody, say, like, somebody's going into surgery. Like, God, pray for peace for the family.
Yeah,
like, that's
absolutely
a really good inherent cover-all. Yeah. I don't think that he needs to be like, he's like, yeah, now I heard that. I'm going to guide that doctor's hands today.
Right.
But, I don't think that. I don't.
But it makes you feel like you're not alone in something. It's the same with the prayer wall.
Right.
Like when you tell people, go in there and pray for someone else, they don't know that person from Adam.
Sure.
So they could just be praying and then they get that notification on their phone. Mm. But you've heard plenty of times from people saying, man, I got that notification just knowing somebody prayed for me and it changed all the difference. I think it's all about building community and making yourself feel like you're not alone in a struggle.
And I do think that the prayer wall is and I say that very seriously, that I do think that that's cool. And I do think that the random praying for somebody, I don't know that you're altering outcomes, but I do think that when someone gets that notification, it does come at the right time for them. And God does do that to just encourage them in their heart.
And I think that's the point.
Right. And I get that that can be kind of the point in small group of us telling each other things and I feel better about it. But I don't need that in my life. That's my thing. I don't need that.
So you don't need the prayer wall in your life.
No, I don't need. Yeah, I don't need to know that I'm sitting in a room full of people that I don't need to know that they're praying for me or not praying for me. I don't. It doesn't matter to me.
Mm-hmm. This is more of a Wally and prayer thing versus a how we as Christians should pray.
Now,
kind of thing.
Question, do you think that does Marty share requests or no?
She will sometimes, yeah.
I wonder how it makes her feel to know that they are.
Oh, I think she loves it. I think she writes down everybody's thing, and I think she goes to, when she goes home, she goes in her prayer time in the morning, and she does pray for these people.
Yeah, because like, those are her community.
Exactly.
And but maybe because you don't need any more community, right. You don't care about them. They're dead to you.
Not dead to
He's
me.
So cold.
Well,
yeah. No, I just, I don't want anything from you. I'm not going to ask anything from you. Don't ask anything from me. That's the kind of relationship
I
want.
There we go. Okay, at the tail end of this, I have one follow-up question for Gavin. How does Ellie do when you host Bible studies? Like, does she do okay?
We actually don't.
I worry about
we
her.
We don't host at
she
the
looked
house.
So sad when you were doing your yoga video when you got COVID. Oh. And she was just sitting there like, what's going on?
Well, she's so expectant that if I get on her level like I did in that video, that she's that I'm there for her, but I'm not.
Oh,
so you do have to be like, out of my way.
Yeah.
She's so needy. But we don't host at the house. We actually drive over because one of our members of our group is very allergic to dogs. Mm. And so even before we go to his house or we host at the church, we like lint roll when we get out of the car.
Oh, just, so annoying. Just see, another there. Reason. Another reason. It's not worth the headache.
But yeah.
You don't host.
Why do I have to alter my life for somebody else?
Because if you care enough about them, you do.
But if I don't.
I know, but you don't. I do.
Do you like that person?
Yeah, he's one of my good friends here.
Really?
Yeah.
What's his middle name?
God, I'm not going to know that.
Nah.
But he's a guy. What's Greg's middle name?
Carlton.
I don't.
Really? You just made that up.
I just made that up.
Yeah. Do you know it? I don't know. I know one of my friend's best name, I know my best, my goodness, best friend's middle name, because on Facebook he goes by first initial middle name.
Oh, okay. I do know Greg's. It's Renee, and he never talks.
No, it
is
not.
He doesn't like to talk about
it. No, it is not.
Because it's his mom's name.
No, it is not.
Greg Renee.
No, it's not.
That's so good.
It is not. You're lying. Honest, truthful.
Honest, truthful. No, it's not.
I knew
what's happening.
It's Herbert's. It's French.
Honest, truthful.
It's his middle name is Herbert's.
Honest, truthful.
Greg Herbert's.
Figured out. There it is.
It's not. It's not because you would say honest, truthful. It's not.
No, did you get that joke?
You didn't get it.
No.
Herbert's.
Herbert's is his middle name.
Say first and middle name.
Oh, Greg Herbert's.
I love it. And she's so in there, like, oh, tell me if it's true. Tell me honest truth.
Because I'm going to call you on your poop.
All right. So that's going to do it for our Aftercast.
As always, thanks for being a potty.
Bye.